Page 85. Legally Black Campaign.
Now, campaigners are calling on the media industry to tackle the underrepresentation of black British people in the media.
But some are taking positive action. They've decided to recreate famous movie posters with black people taking the leading roles.
And with us in the studio are campaigners from the group Legally Black, Kofi Asante, Belle Matos, Da Costa, and Aisha Thomas-Smith. Welcome to you all three. First of all, where did the idea come from? I don't know if we can see the images. We have got some of the stills, I think, that we can show you. But the idea is that you recreated movie posters, but superimposed black characters. Explain the idea, where it came from, first of all, for me.
Kofi? Well, the idea came from, I guess, all of our experiences of how we felt misrepresented within society and in the media. And we felt that we were often seen as angry, violent, and often criminal. And so we wanted to change that, as media is one of the biggest ways in which it influences how people think.
So, Kofi, is this something that you decided on with other students, or what was the collective that came together that decided this is what you wanted to do and something you wanted to tackle?
So we initially joined up together over a program, and we thought, yeah, this is something that we want to tackle as a whole together, and something that we could definitely move forward and change people's minds on, and also make a bigger impact.
Aisha, you put it up on bus stop billboards. It was not for long, but the beauty with the age of social media is that if somebody takes a photo, puts it on Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, whatever, once it's out there, it's out there, and the message is gone.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's been really remarkable how much it's kind of been picked up. As you say, it was up for less than a day, the posters in Brixton, but within kind of minutes, spread internationally. You know, the campaign's been getting tweets from celebrities, from, you know, international like media outlets, and I think it's just kind of really shown how a campaign like this, that's kind of put together by a group of kids with lived experience of, you know, what it's like to be misrepresented in the media, can really have a voice and influence people.
Copyright BAM Urban News UK 2018.